So you mentioned regorafenib and TAS-102, you know, sort of the second, I guess, not second line, but, you know, after the initial first and second line therapy. Can you comment a little bit? There have been subsequent data sets that have come out with both of these agents that you've been involved with, a number of these papers subsetting out patients, looking at all kinds of variables. Can you talk about, maybe we'll start out with TAS-102, what we've learned about that in the last few years?
Well, TAS-102 is a drug that gives some benefit. It's not a wonder drug. It does not induce responses in patients, but it prolongs the life of some patients. We see in general that around 40% of patients have no fast progression when put on TAS-102. Toxicity is fine. We have learned how to manage toxicity. Toxicity is mainly neutropenia. 30 to 40% of patients develop grade 3-4 neutropenia, with few patients neutropenic infections. The good news, on the other hand, is that the neutropenia is related to activity. We have published recently some subsets also. Patients with more neutropenia have a longer benefit with TAS-102. TAS-102 in cross-trial comparison seems to be better tolerated than regorafenib, at least at the initial dose, the approved dose of 160 milligrams. But at least looking at trying to distinguish efficacy-wise both drugs, the relative benefit compared to placebo in the initial pivotal studies was similar for regorafenib and TAS-102. But with regorafenib, we saw a bit more patients with long benefit. There were a bit long-lasting benefit. That's shown in some clinical data, also published in some of the subsets. But that's also my honest experience. TAS-102, there are lower number of patients who go on long. I have some patients who are on regorafenib for more than a year, which is not very frequent. That's more exceptional with TAS-102 in this situation. Why this is, I don't know. Nobody knows, but these are what we see, and that's not only me, that's also my other colleagues, experts who see that, and that also is published in some of the data.